The Local Customer Connection. Discover 11 incredibly powerful ways to attract new local customers from the internet. The facts about consumer internet usage. Today, most people turn to the internet to locate local products and services. Long gone are the days when people pick up the yellow pages first to find what they need. Think about it. When was the last time you picked up yours? The internet is the first place people look when they need to find, well, just about anything. It has truly become an integral part of our daily lives. To give you an idea about how powerful internet usage is amongst consumers, here are a few statistics. Almost 1 billion searches for products and businesses are performed per day on Google alone. 85% of orders from social media sites come from Facebook. 35% of all internet searches are local. Comscore reported that 90% of local commercial searches result in offline brick-and-mortar purchases. 94% of smartphone users look for local information on their device. 90% take action after the search. There are over 1.79 billion monthly active Facebook users, which is a 16% increase year over year. 57% will not recommend a retailer with a poorly designed mobile site. More than 80% of U.S. shoppers want the ability to check for nearby product availability. 72% of young shoppers research online before purchasing in a store. 71% of consumers who experience positive social media care are likely to recommend that brand to others. With billions of local searches being performed online each month, the internet has officially surpassed the printed yellow pages book, newspapers, and other traditional marketing methods when it comes to overall effectiveness. Online marketing has even gone beyond the computer, as mobile phone internet usage is also growing at astonishing rates, which we will discuss in more detail later in this report. The global connection created by the internet has changed the way the world communicates, gathers information, and markets its products and services. While the technology is fascinating, this global connection has also created problems for some local business owners. Why? Local businesses are struggling to get new and repeat customers. Business expenses keep rising while profits are quickly declining. Some local business owners are barely staying afloat, and yet they are still not utilizing the power of internet marketing. Some local business owners prefer to spend thousands of dollars on traditional print advertising methods, which are becoming less effective. Local competitors are catching on the power of the internet and leaving their counterparts in the dust. Most consumers have traded in their yellow pages for a more comprehensive online search. Newspaper sales are down everywhere. DVR devices such as TiVo allow people to skip commercials. Would you agree that whenever you need information or need to find a product or service, your first thought is to go online? The internet is a new age marketing must-have for all businesses. If a business wants to continue to grow and get new customers, creating an online presence is no longer an option. It's a necessity. The internet provides several powerful avenues to help businesses continue to get more leads, more customers, and more profits. This is great news, but many businesses are being left in the wind when it comes to online marketing. Their competitors are implementing online strategies that allow them to dominate their local market. If you are not establishing a strong online presence, your chance of connecting with local customers is greatly reduced. Without it, you're just letting money slip right through your fingertips. The purpose of this report is to help you learn more about the different online marketing avenues that will allow you to connect with local prospects consistently. You will learn the different methods of online marketing that are available to you and why they're effective. In addition, you will learn more about how online marketing works overall so that you can have a better understanding of how it can benefit your business. There's nothing more frustrating than trying to decide which online marketing strategies to use when you don't even understand them. Some business owners avoid internet marketing simply because they don't understand it. Others don't use it because they don't think it's effective. Others avoid it because they've been burned before by their web guy. Others don't think it's worth the money. However, none of these reasons are good enough to miss out on the opportunity opportunities that online marketing can bring to your business. In order to really connect with your local prospects and customers, there are several online marketing techniques you can use to generate a constant stream of new business. Connecting with your local customer base is crucial today, as overall consumer spending has taken a major decline over the past few years. Therefore, business owners are scrambling for all of the business they can get. What better way to get new customers than to go where they spend a majority of their time? You may be thinking, well, I have a website, so I'm already online. A website is just one small step in the world of online marketing. It's a good step, but ultimately, it is not even the most important step. While having a website is an important step every business should eventually take to get an online presence, doing something with your website is vital. Are you driving traffic to your website? If not, what good is a beautiful website if it's lost in the desert where no one can see it? So in order to really connect with local consumers, there are several things you should consider. Let's explore some of these techniques and strategies now. Once you are armed with this information, you will be able to implement solutions that will produce a steady stream of new and repeat local business. Letter from the author. Before you get started with this guide, I wanted to take a few moments and start a discussion with you. Let me say that I'm pleased that you're taking this step to better your business, and I truly believe that the information that you will find here will be of great value today. As a business person myself, I understand that the pressures of running a business can weigh heavily. Generating new business, keeping the lights on, and making sure there's enough money to pay yourself at the end of the month after all the bills are paid. These are all part of doing business. It's up to you to jump through the hoops and meet the demands of your customers. This requires an entrepreneurial spirit. However, taking this step, I can see that you are serious about your business. And because of that, I want to do what I can to help you. One of the biggest concerns for any business owner is the need for new customers and increased revenues. For decades, most small businesses relied on the Yellow Pages or local newspapers as their top choice for promotional opportunities. While these methods certainly got the word out to local consumers, the option was reasonably expensive, but businesses could count on them to produce results. This is no longer the case. The growth of the internet has massively shifted the eyeballs away from the Yellow Pages and newspaper. The readership of these publications has fallen off of the proverbial cliff. These changes have caused a major problem for many business owners who are now forced to change their promotional strategies. The internet, as wonderful as it is, has been very problematic for business owners. While you can promote your business online, there is also more competition. And because the ways in which companies can promote themselves online continues to evolve, it's difficult to keep up with the constant changes. Then to top it off, any customer can say anything they want on review and rating sites. You may be receiving calls from telemarketers promising you top Google rankings, internet success, if you just give them your credit card, while making it sound like you have done something wrong. Don't worry, you haven't. If you are not getting the customers that your company deserves, know that it's not your fault. It's the nature of the internet and the constant changes that continue to take place as marketers and advertisers try to keep up. Let's face it though, adaption and perseverance have always been the backbone of every business. What other option do you have? Gone are the days of calling up the local Yellow Pages or newspaper to have them work up an ad for you that would perform reasonably well. The power to promote yourself is now in your own hands. The good news is you don't have to spend a ton of money to get started attracting new customers to your business. Just like the users of these publications that have shifted from the traditional publication to the internet, it's time to embrace this medium for marketing and make it work for you. It's time to learn about online marketing, what works and what doesn't. This guide is your best first step. Use it well and prosper. I know that you can do this. Chapter 1. The Profitable Website Connection. Getting traffic to your website is only one part of the job when it comes to connecting with and attracting local customers to your business. It's what happens when people get to your website that makes all of the difference in your sales and profits. Websites should be built to ultimately convert visitors into paying customers. That's the whole point. Websites are powerful marketing tools, but unfortunately, most businesses are not using them to their full potential. potential. You need a website that is set up with all of the proper components to help you generate more leads and sales. If your website is not helping you generate profits, it's probably just costing you money. Who needs a money-sucking piece of technology that doesn't do anything for them? Your website marketability and profitability is based on how well it is able to convert your visitors to paying customers. Here are some components that will turn your website from an expense into a profit-producing machine. Professional, clean layout. Your website should be clean, professional, and easy to navigate if you want visitors to stick around for any amount of time. Flashy, confusing websites only cause visitors to hit the back button as they search for information or products related to your industry. Many businesses make the mistake of overcrowding their websites with stuff that their visitors really don't care about. Your website, especially your homepage, should be built to grab attention quickly so people can find what they're looking for. Most people who visit your site simply want to know how your business can help them solve their problem or provide a solution. For instance, don't put your business biography on the homepage of your site. Your visitors aren't really looking for that. They're looking for that solution that your business can provide to them. Let's look at some of the other factors of a profitable website. Lead capture, direct response. You probably already know that the money is in the list. Building a list of prospects and leads should be the priority of any business owner. Once you start establishing a relationship, you will create a loyal following of buying customers. If you are not capturing your leads on your website, you are letting potential business go down the drain. If people are already visiting your website, this is the perfect opportunity to grab their contact information so you can continue to build a relationship with them. One of the easiest ways to capture leads is by installing a lead capture system on your website. This is usually a form that asks visitors to enter their name and email address in exchange for a free offer, such as a coupon, free report, or whatever your customers would find extremely valuable. Once you have these leads in your funnel, you can then start sending emails to them about your company. Your emails should focus on building a relationship with your list, and you should only send promotions from time to time. When done correctly, people on your list will love you and continue to do business with you as long as you keep giving them what they want. We will discuss email marketing in more detail later in this report. Strong call to action. Every page on your website should have a call to action, which is something that tells your visitors what you want them to do. Depending on your type of business, this could vary. Some businesses want their prospects to call them, some want them to email them, and some want them to come to their establishment. Whatever you want your website visitors to do, put this on your website and make it stand out. This probably sounds like basic information, but you'd be surprised at the number of businesses who do not have a call to action on their websites. Call to actions have proven to help businesses convert more website visitors into actual paying customers. Some people simply need to be told what to do when they hit your site, and it works. Whichever call to action you use, just be sure to make it stand out and available on every page of your website. The ideal place for a call to action is in your website header. This way, it will be shown at the top of every page of your website. Also include the pertinent information they will need in order to perform that call to action. For instance, don't just say, "Call us today." Instead, say, "Call us today at XXX-XXX-XXXX. Include your phone number. Don't make them search for it. If you want them to come into your establishment, don't just say, "Come see us today." Instead, say, "Come see us today at XXX Main Street, City, State." Again, make it as easy as possible for them to act. Speaking of contacting you, make sure that all methods of contact are easy for your visitors to see on all pages of your website. Some business owners make the mistake of only putting their contact information on their Contact Us page. However, your contact information should be on all pages of your site to make it easy for your customers and prospects to get in touch with you. It is very frustrating to land on a website homepage only to find out that their contact phone number is not not there, and now you have to search for it. Also, be sure to put a contact form on your Contact Us page so visitors can reach you right from your website. This will give your visitors a variety of options when it comes to contacting you. Once they fill out and submit the form, you will receive a notification at the email address you tie to the form. Relevant website content. The content on your website should not be one big advertisement. It should be valuable information that explains how you can help your target market with their problem or solution, especially the home page, since this is your visitor's first stop. Unfortunately, some businesses use their website homepage as a brochure to talk about their business background, goals, missions, accomplishments, and more. While this is great information, the homepage is not the place for it. Create a different page to display this information, such as an About Us page. When customers first hit your site, they're looking for information that can benefit them. Your website content also determines how well your website will rank in the search engines. When people go to the search engines to find a local product or service such as yours, they type in keywords. If your website content has your profitable keywords on it, it will enjoy higher search engine rankings when people enter those keywords. Basically, the search engines actually read the content on your site to determine whether or not your business is relevant when it comes to certain searches. In order to improve your relevance, be sure to work your profitable keywords into your website content. Images and graphics. Having images and graphics on your website is crucial. They help convert your message to your target audience as well as improved search engine rankings. As they say, a picture is worth a thousand words. Graphics and images can help your visitors immediately see what your website is about, as well as engage them into finding out more about your business. Not only that, but graphics and images also make your website more pleasing to the eye. However, be careful not to overdo it, as it can easily become a distraction that causes your visitors to bounce. You can also help your search engine rankings by renaming your pictures. Google has robots that crawl every website to figure out what they are about based on the content. However, they can't see things such as images, only text, but they can see the name of the images. Therefore, it's a good idea to use keywords when naming your images. This way, your site will gain relevance when those keywords are entered into search engines. Not only that, but your images will also show up in Google Images, which is where Google houses all of the images found on their search engine. Blog. In case you haven't heard the news, your website needs a blog. A blog is a weblog website feature that allows you to post fresh, new content consistently. Google and other search engines love fresh, unique, constant website content, and a blog is the perfect way to give them what they want. The more content your website has, the better. A blog can be viewed as an online journal where you can make posts about your business. The content can be short, sweet, and to the point, meaning it's easy to create. However, you should post frequently and build a substantial amount of fresh content for your website on a consistent basis. How often you post depends on your type of business, but you should post anywhere from every day to at least once per week. The search engines don't like stagnant websites. Websites with no action are considered irrelevant for their keyword terms, and they lose rankings along the way. Blogging frequently also allows you to brand yourself as the expert in your field and to renew your content for the online search engines. You can answer questions and provide valuable information about your industry on a frequent basis. Just remember to use keywords that relate to your business in your posts for optimal results. A keyword is a phrase that people type into the search engines to find your type of product or service. Your role as a business owner is to optimize your web properties to capitalize on some of those keywords by including them in your content, utilizing keywords. But don't overthink things. Keep it simple. Once prospects find your business based on your website content, you could have a new customer for life. Setting up a blog is a big step, and it can be accomplished in a couple of ways. You can have an independent blog, which would be located on a separate domain from your website, or you can have a blog attached right onto your website. The method you choose depends on what makes the most sense for your type of business. One of the website development platforms is WordPress. It's relatively easy to configure and set up. Not only that, but maintaining a WordPress-based website is simple once you learn your way around the dashboard. One of the best features of WordPress is that it allows you to add nearly unlimited features and options to your website using free plugins, which are very much like adding an app to your smartphone. Chapter 2, the Search Engine Visibility Connection. We've already discussed the fact that most consumers search for local products and services using the internet. Now, let's look at a couple specifics when it comes to consumer search engine usage. Surveys show that 85% of internet users find websites through search engines. 98% of people searching for something online never go past the first page of search results. These powerful statistics show how crucial search engine visibility is when it comes to connecting with your local customers. Most people today go straight to the search engines to find local businesses. So naturally, this should be a major focus when it comes to marketing. Google, Yahoo, and Bing are the three largest search engines in the world, with Google being the largest and most popular. In fact, there are approximately 250 million searches for products and services performed per day on Google alone. You probably understand how the search engines work if you use a computer. But just in case you don't, here's a brief description of how internet search engines work. 1. People go to their search engine of choice and enter a few words to describe what they're looking for in the search box. These are called keywords. The search engine returns results based on those keywords. The person doing the search scans the list of results to complete their search. Obviously, the higher-ranking websites receive the most attention, so this is where you want to be. There are several different types of results that come up in the Google search engine. Sponsored or pay-per-click ads, ads that you pay for. Google Business, free local business directory. Organic results, websites that rank naturally, also free. Your goal as a business owner should be to own a high-ranking spot in all of them. Organic or natural search results listings receive 85% of all clicks, as opposed to only 15% for pay-per-click, PPC. So shoot for organic rankings even if you decide not to do PPC. The higher, the better. Since 98% of consumers don't go past page one when doing searches, you at least want to be on page one. So how do you boost your search engine rankings to attract new customers? Search engine optimization, SEO. Many of the methods discussed in this report are considered search engine optimization, or SEO. Some business owners shy away from SEO, thinking it's some huge monster that's going to eat them alive. However, SEO is something that can help them generate more leads, customers, and sales for a fraction of the cost of traditional advertising methods. SEO is a process of optimizing a website to improve search engine rankings. In a nutshell, this is the process of getting traffic to your website. This is achieved through on-site optimization and off-site optimization. On-site optimization should include the keywords that your business would like to rank for, as well as a few other key components. Keyword research is the most crucial part of the SEO process because the keywords you target mean everything. Get it right and you will see major results. Get it wrong and it will be a waste of time, energy, and money. You can do keyword research in the Google Keyword Planner. Simply enter your main keywords into the tool and review the results. The results will show what keywords people are searching for and how many times each keyword is searched for each month. This is powerful information for you because now you know what keywords to target in your SEO campaign. Offsite optimization involves getting relevant backlinks to your website as well as establishing a strong presence spread out all over the internet. This includes articles, press releases, videos, Facebook, Twitter, and any site other than yours. The more you have out there, the better. All of these sources will contain a link back to your website and will help your website rank higher in the search engines, as well as giving you stronger online visibility. SEO is one of the most important ways to improve your profits while reducing your advertising costs. While you can try to do SEO yourself, most businesses opt to hire a professional SEO firm to help them achieve faster results. Google Business. Another excellent way to get great search engine visibility is by listing, claiming, and verifying your company in Google Business. Google Business is a local business directory that allows you to profile your business and share information such as videos, photos, and hours of operation. It is linked up with all aspects of your Google Business profile as well, including Google Plus and YouTube. Google automatically lists most businesses in Google Business with very generic information, some of which is inaccurate. You can claim your page by adding your information to Google. It is extremely important for you to claim and verify your listing. This process will allow you to correct any inaccurate information as well as share additional information about your business. In order to claim and verify your listing, you simply fill out your profile and then submit it to Google. They will contact you via phone or postcard with a verification PIN number to activate your listing. You will enter this PIN into your Google Business account to complete the process. Google Business works 24/7 for your business when it comes to connecting with local consumers. This powerful platform gives your business credibility in the eyes of local consumers. Complete Google Business profiles simply receive more attention than those that are not. Google Business is mobile friendly. Mobile users are constantly searching for products and services in their local area while on the go. Google Business allows your business to come up right on their cell phone, making it easy for them to call you or even get directions with Google Maps. Your customers can even leave reviews for your business on your Google Business page. Even better, you can actually respond to those reviews and build a strong relationship with your customers. This will look good to people who find your page before calling you up to do business. We will discuss reviews in more detail later in this guide. Google Business listings come up in search engine results when someone searches for your type of product or service online. In fact, Google Business usually gets more attention than organic listings when it comes to local products and services. Usually, the top three results get the most attention, so you should strive to rank your website as high as you can. Of course, the number one spot is the ultimate goal. If you decide to set up your own Google Business account, and you should, here are a few tips just to recap. Be sure to fill out the complete Google Business page, including pictures, videos, coupons, and any other information you can. Include relevant and accurate information about your business or your listing. Select the right categories when completing your listing for maximum effectiveness. Try to get as many customer reviews as possible. Offer something to your customers in exchange for them posting a review on your Google Business page. If you would like assistance implementing a Google strategy to rank in the results for all of the keywords that matter to you most, give us a call for a free, no-pressure consultation and quotation. Chapter 3, The Email Marketing Connection. Again, the money is in the list. Once you start building a loyal list of prospects and customers, you can send emails to them from time to time and start building a relationship. Email marketing has been around for a long time and is not expected to go away anytime soon. Most local businesses are familiar with email marketing but have not considered using this method within their own businesses. This is a huge mistake because email marketing will dramatically reduce your marketing costs while bringing you more business at the same time. Email marketing is one of the most powerful and cost-effective marketing tools that a business can use to connect with local customers and prospects. By using an email autoresponder system, you can stay in front of existing customers and prospects on complete autopilot. This will create a constant stream of new customers as well as repeat customers. Benefits of email marketing. Email marketing allows you to easily build trust, credibility, and relationships with your prospects and customers because it increases sales and profits, costs less than most other advertising methods, converts more prospects and website visitors into customers, allows the process to be completely hands-off and automated, sends important messages to your prospects and customers, easily tracks results, is spam compliant. Every business wants to connect with local consumers without spending a ton of money in advertising. Email marketing will allow you to do just that. Some of the most popular email marketers are Aweber.com, Constant instantcontact.com and iContact.com. My personal preference is aweber.com. With an email marketing campaign, you can truly stay connected with potential buyers 24/7. Preparing your email marketing campaign. To start building your email marketing campaign, you will need an autoresponder system. The system will deliver your messages and allow you to manage and track your campaigns. You will also want to make sure that every page on your website has an email opt-in form installed. Opt-in forms are created within your autoresponder system, and an HTML code is provided, which should be installed on your website. In exchange for their email addresses, offer your visitors something of value. So start thinking about what you will offer. It could be a free information report related to your industry, a coupon, a discount, or whatever you see fit. If your customers come into your business, you should also capture their email addresses there. Again, offer them something nice in exchange for their email addresses. Let's look at this a bit closer. Choosing and setting up your email autoresponder system. In order to run an email marketing campaign, you will need an autoresponder system, which is a web-based email marketing software that will deliver your email messages to people on your list. Autoresponder systems are affordable and make the emailing process truly hands-off once you set everything up. 1. Choose an autoresponder service company to use. These companies charge you a small monthly fee to hold your list of email addresses and messages. Note, as mentioned earlier, AWeber is my personal favorite for this, but iContact and Constant Contact are both good options as well. 2. Add contacts to your autoresponder system. This can be done manually. However, if you have an opt-in form on your website, they can be automatically added. 3. Create some starter email messages and add them to your autoresponder system so that you can start following up with your list. Continue to send them messages that contain valuable information. Never let your list run cold. 4. Generate an opt-in form to place on your website. Once your autoresponder is set up, you will have the ability to generate an opt-in form to place on your website. An opt-in form is a simple HTML code that is generated by your autoresponder. When setting up your code, you will determine what information you want to capture. Obviously, you will need their email address, but you can also ask for additional information such as their name, address, phone number, etc. However, the less you ask for, the more subscribers you will get. Capturing email addresses on your website. It's been proven that giving away a free gift in exchange for email addresses works better than any other method. Visitors are more apt to give you their email address if they get something in return. However, whatever you decide to give them must be valuable and something that they would benefit from. Make sure it's enticing enough to make them leave their email address in order to get it. As mentioned earlier, your autoresponder opt-in box on your site will be responsible for collecting email addresses, but you must have a way to entice your visitors. You can offer such things as discounts and coupons. Most businesses sell products and services that benefit from the use of coupons. Everyone wants to save money these days, so offering a discount or coupon could prove to be very powerful for building a list. Free ebooks or reports. A lot of people are online searching for solutions to a problem or need that they have. Free reports are the perfect way to give them the information that will solve their problem or fulfill their need. Free video guides. Video is quickly becoming one of the most powerful marketing methods online today. Many people would rather watch a video than read an ebook, so you should definitely cater to this market. Free how-to tutorials. Tutorials are an excellent way to build an email list. This is because a tutorial provides a lot of value to subscribers who are looking for a solution to a problem. Emailing your list. Once you start building your list, it's time to connect, educate, and soft sell to them by providing them with valuable information. This could be things such as newsletters on topics of interest, how-to tutorials, etc. Coupons and promotions should be worked in. Do not bombard your list with hard selling methods, as it is not effective. The most important aspect of email marketing is relationship building. Use email to get familiar with your list and to allow them to get to know you. People buy from those they know, like, and trust. This is a known fact. So establishing a relationship is one of the most profitable things you can do to get a strong connection with local consumers. Make the most of your email campaign. Whatever you do, just be sure to provide your list with valuable information and don't bombard them with promotional offers. Create an email campaign that funnels back to your company, but does not inundate your customer with information that won't be of value to them. It is suggested that you be somewhat conservative about how often you send emails. There is such a thing as too many emails when it comes to email marketing. Don't hit your subscribers with constant emails because this will reduce the perceived value of being a part of your list. Once that value is gone, people will quickly opt out. Instead, only send out emails periodically, and this could vary depending on the nature of your business. However, in most cases, just sending one email per week or even two emails per month is more than enough to build a strong connection with your list. Chapter 4, the mobile marketing connection. It's a fact. Just about everyone has a mobile phone today. Not only that, but most people can't live comfortably without them. Studies show that most mobile device users keep their phones within arm's reach over 90% of waking hours. Did you know that there are approximately 4 billion mobile subscribers across the world? In 2015, approximately 65% of American adults had a smartphone, which is nearly double what it was in spring of 2011. Not only that, but Americans are spending an average of 3 hours per day on the internet from their mobile devices. Are you starting to see why mobile marketing is one of the most powerful ways to connect with your local prospects and customers? Mobilizing your business is no longer an option. It's mandatory. In 2014, a study was done showing that on average, American consumers download 8 apps a month to their smartphones. The number has continued to increase each year. Additionally, more and more people are using their cell phones to purchase products and do shopping online. These people have become so used to the internet and mobile internet usage that they expect you to not only have an online presence, but to be engaged with their lives from a virtual standpoint. The number of people with smartphones continues to increase, and so over the next few years, we can expect to see more dependency from consumers in getting their information from their smartphones. These customers will expect real-time results for their queries and won't be tied to running back home or using a personal computer. So how does your business stay ahead of the curve and capitalize on this effective cutting-edge marketing method? Mobile marketing covers many different types of marketing techniques and strategies that help businesses increase profits and return on investment, or ROI. The two aspects used most of mobile marketing today are mobile-friendly websites and SMS text messaging. Let's take a closer look at each of these. Mobile-friendly websites. Did you know that one half of all internet searches for local products and services are performed from mobile devices? These days, it's not uncommon for your potential customers to whip out their cell phones to look for your type of product or service while on the go. Yes, it's great that they have found your business's website, but once they get to your website, what if they can't find your phone number or your directions or your menu and services? While that information is probably on your website, if it is not mobile friendly, it will not be clearly visible to mobile users. Because of this, visitors will quickly leave your website. Why would they stay? They can't navigate your site to find what they need, so they move on to your competitors. Studies show that more than 20% of local business searches are performed from mobile devices. That's potentially 20% of business that you could be missing out on. No matter what business niche you are in, times are tough these days when it comes to getting more customers and sales, so you cannot afford to miss out on any business. One simple way to prevent this is by having a mobile-friendly website for your business. Traditional websites are built to be viewed on a computer screen instead of a small mobile phone screen, so viewing a traditional website that has not been mobilized on a mobile phone is almost impossible. Not to mention, they take forever to load. In fact, most non-mobilized websites don't even load on mobile devices. Mobile-friendly websites simply make it convenient for your customers and potential customers to connect with you. As a business owner, your main goal is to remove all obstacles when it comes to your business's visibility. With mobile-friendly websites, on-the-go visitors can easily find and contact your business with one-click calling, one-click email, and instant directions. Again, this removes those extra steps that may be otherwise needed to contact your business. SMS text message marketing. I'm sure you won't find this surprising, but studies show that most people today actually prefer to use their mobile devices to send text messages than to make phone calls. Text messaging is at an all-time high because it's quick, convenient, and effective. People can communicate with others in a non-interrupting manner. The other party can respond to the message at their own convenience. Both parties know that they can simply send a quick message back and forth and have a full conversation. The same applies to business communications and connecting with local consumers. SMS text marketing has been shown to be successful in most business models and has been utilized most for coupons, retail, promotions, education, communication, and appointment setting. In fact, 73% of consumers would like to receive special offers on their mobile devices, but they are not getting them. Studies show that offers made via SMS text marketing have consistently gotten response rates up to 20%. That's 10 times more than traditional advertising methods such as email, direct mail, and newspaper ads, which usually get around a 2 to 3% response rate. Once you build a loyal list of mobile subscribers, you can start building a relationship and promoting to them on a regular basis. The outcome? An affordable, fast, and easy way to connect with local customers and prospects that generally results in more customers, sales, and profits. As new technologies are created, business owners are forced to keep up in order to keep their doors open, especially in these tough economic times. SMS text message marketing allows you to connect with your target market by sending simple text messages. This is a permission-based program that is perfect because your recipients have opted in to receive your messages, meaning they want to receive them. Recent studies show that 97% of text messages are read within minutes of receiving them. How powerful is that? This means that not only is text message marketing easy to do, it is also extremely effective. No other form of marketing results in this type of deliverability. SMS text messaging is also highly trackable. It's very easy to track your campaigns and evaluate metrics to see how well they are performing. Again, not many other forms of marketing allow you to track their performance as closely as text message marketing. SMS text message marketing is low cost, which is perfect for small businesses. Setting up and running a text message campaign costs just the fraction of other advertising methods, such as yellow page ads and TV ads. However, the results obtained with text message marketing are generally much higher than traditional methods. This all depends on the type of business you have, what type of promotions you are sending, how well targeted your mobile list is, and several other factors. As long as everything is set up well and you're taking good care of your list, your business can connect with a lot of local consumers using text message marketing, resulting in higher profits. When sending out your text messages, be sure to include 1. The name of your business, 2. A call to action, 3. An opt-out option for best results. Longevity is key in list building. This is why it is so important to let your subscribers know who you are, what you want them to do, and how they can get off your list if they no longer want to receive messages from you. Be straightforward and honest in all messages to your subscribers. Your reputation is on the line, so there's no room for error here. Remain professional, use proper language, and be polite in each and every message you send out. Remember, people do business with those they know, like, and trust. If you ever display otherwise, your list will slowly dwindle. Chapter 5, The Social Media Connection. As a fellow business owner, I know that it's very easy to get overwhelmed with everything that it takes to be successful. Business owners are usually very busy running their businesses and have little or no time to dedicate to all of their marketing channels. However, social media is definitely one that should not be ignored. With this extremely popular and effective form of marketing, you can connect and build relationships with customers and put your business at the top of their minds when they need your product or service. Regardless of whether your small business has a website or not, you can benefit from the social media craze. Social media will allow you to stay engaged with customers as well as attract new customers due to the viral nature of social media. Social media networks such as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and others are taking the internet world by storm and are expected to grow at exponential rates in coming years. Therefore, businesses have to do everything they can to put themselves right there in front of their existing and potential customers. Establishing a presence on these social networks allows you to establish a great conversational and engaging relationship with your social media community. This will ultimately result in more prospects, more loyal customers, more sales. Although social media is one of the most important aspects of connecting with local consumers, it can be somewhat overwhelming. Most businesses don't understand what it all means, where to begin, and how to make money with social media. Social media networking is real time. It's available 24/7, and it's more conversational than conventional advertising. When done effectively, it's a new way for local and offline business owners to interact with their target audience, resulting in more sales and profits. Social media also allows you to manage your company's brand. People will use social media platforms to talk about your business and tell the good and the bad. So if you don't stay on top of things, your business could be vulnerable to a bad reputation. However, social media allows you to handle and respond to customer service issues or unhappy customers as well as happy customers. Let's take a look at a few of the most popular social media platforms that will help you build a loyal list of followers as we generate new customers. Facebook. You have probably heard of Facebook. Many people today spend most of their time on Facebook while on the internet. Not only that, but you've probably noticed that most businesses are quickly trying to establish their ground on Facebook. Just about every website, TV commercial, flyer, and other advertising method include a statement such as, like us on Facebook, connect with us on Facebook, or find us on Facebook. So it's no secret that Facebook is crucial when it comes to marketing. If your business does not have a presence there, you are missing out on a lot of potential business. As of December 2015, Facebook boasted 1.55 billion active users on their site per month. Additionally, 1.01 billion people logged into Facebook every single day. Out of the active users, 1.39 billion of them were active on the mobile app. To make the importance of the site more clear to you, it is reported that the like and share features on Facebook are seen daily, directing users to over 10 million websites per day. I'm sure you're starting to see the big picture here. Facebook is huge. Facebook started out as a site where people connected on a personal level, but it has grown into an extremely powerful marketing tool for business. There are several ways for businesses to connect with local consumers using Facebook, and it's easy since Facebook marketing can be easily geo-targeted to people in your local area. One way to really connect with your local consumers is to create a Facebook business page. This will allow you to communicate with your customers on a consistent basis. In fact, many people today expect businesses to have a business page on Facebook. Your business page acts as a website on Facebook where you can share information about your business, communicate with your followers, and offer coupons and other promotions. If your audience loves your product or service, they will remain a loyal fan. Twitter. Twitter is another social media network that is similar to Facebook, but it is different in some ways. With Twitter, you can send out what is called tweets to your followers, similar to your fans on Facebook. However, tweet messages have to be extremely short as there are only 160 characters allowed, but that is still enough to stay in front of your potential customers. Chapter 6, The Video Marketing Connection. Video marketing is the process of using videos to promote your products, services, or websites. You've probably heard of the world's largest video website, YouTube.com. Online videos are hot and great for establishing expert status in your niche, as well as connecting with your local customers. Online video is steadily becoming the next biggest thing in internet marketing, if it isn't already. The same thing happened with TV commercials back in the day. However, TV commercials are nowhere near as effective as online marketing methods anymore. Here are five main benefits of online videos. Establish your expert status. Allow you to engage website visitors and increase conversions. Encourage an increase in website traffic. They are automated and can be available to your customers 24/7. They set you apart from your competition. Everyone is online, and most people spend a lot of time watching videos while surfing the web. In fact, approximately 50% of people who watch an online video will take action, whether it is to download a free report, click on your website link, subscribe to your newsletter, or whatever you want them to do. Because of this, video marketing will help increase traffic to your website, so you should get amazing results by combining them both together. If you don't have a website, don't worry. You can still utilize the power of online videos to increase business. But get this. Did you know that approximately 12% of people who visit a website with videos will end up buying from that site? The conversion rate is amazing compared to non-video website conversions. So why is video so powerful? The answer is simply that online videos are quickly becoming the preferred method for taking in information online. People would rather spend 1 to 3 minutes watching a video than taking 10 to 20 minutes reading text. Not only that, but using video allows you to communicate the important points you want to get to your target audience in very little time. Another note about video is that not only can you place a video on your website for your visitors to see, but you can distribute a video all over the internet for maximum exposure. Websites such as YouTube, Vimeo, and many others make it straightforward for you to host and distribute your online videos. Not only that, but your videos can be optimized to rank high in the search engines, giving your business immediate exposure to potential customers. Imagine someone in your local area doing a Google search for your type of product or service, and then your video pops up. Do you think they'll click on it? Yes. Videos get much more attention than most forms of online media, which explains why it's a must-have if you really want to connect with your existing and potential customers. Not only that, but videos easily go viral, meaning that they are shared by other viewers. Studies show that approximately 90% of consumers who like an online video share it with their friends. Imagine how much extra exposure that will bring to your business, with no additional efforts on your part. Online videos also make it easy to cross-sell your product or service. You are allowed to place a link and or strong call to action at the end of your video, so you can sell even more. There are several different styles of video that can be used, and in order to really capitalize on them, you should try different versions. Here's a short list to get your creative juices flowing. Create a welcome message for your website. This will allow you to introduce yourself and your products or services to your website visitors. You can even do a tour of your business facilities to give your audience an insider view of your business. They will warm up to you and start to feel like they already know you. Create how-to educational videos. This will allow you to bond with your target audience by giving them valuable information that they can use. Create interview-style videos. This will allow your visitors to learn even more about you and your business. Use the interview to answer some of the questions that your potential market would have when it comes to your industry. You can have your staff interview you, or you can interview your staff. Whatever makes sense for your business. Create commercial videos. This will allow you to sell your product or services online 24/7 on complete autopilot. Similar to TV commercials, online video commercials can be used to quickly promote your product or service. Ask your satisfied customers to create video testimonials. This will allow you to easily provide social proof using the power of video. Showing live video coverage of one of your happy customers will boost your conversion rates. If you're looking to attract new clients and customers for your business or organization, I recommend placing the implementation of a video marketing strategy at the top of your list. Chapter 7, The Online Content Creation and Distribution Connection. The internet revolves around content, hence the term, content is king. Ultimately, the more content a business has out on the web, the more exposure they will have and the more business they can generate. There are various forms of internet content, such as articles, videos, blog posts, press releases, social media content, and much, much more. We've already talked in great detail about video marketing, but let's take a closer look at two other forms of content creation that are powerful in connecting with local consumers. Article marketing. Articles related to your business industry are one of the most powerful ways to connect with local customers. This is because articles will allow you to provide valuable information that your target audience will appreciate, positioning yourself as the expert on the topic. Not only that, but articles can be distributed to the thousands of blogs all over the internet who are soliciting guest writers. At the end of these articles, you will place a link back to your website. People will be able to click right from the article to your website to learn more about your business. This is considered a backlink, which is also important for ranking your business website. The more relevant backlinks you have, the stronger your website becomes. In order for articles to be effective, it is extremely important that they are written with the keywords related to your business. This way, they are extremely targeted and will provide even greater search engine exposure, as they can also come up in the search engines. Remember, the more, the better. After writing, or having someone write, your articles, submitting them to blogs can be time-consuming, but it's not all that difficult. Once your articles are out there, they are often syndicated, meaning that others can feature your articles as long as your bio information is attached. This will help broaden your reach even further, as well as provide even more backlinks. Press releases. Online press releases are extremely powerful in connecting with your local prospects and customers. The whole purpose of a press release is to get word out about your business. Similar to articles, press releases should be written with your keywords in mind. They can also be submitted to various online media outlets, which will give your business massive exposure very quickly. You can also include a link back to your website in your press release, which will drive traffic right back to your site, as well as help boost the rankings. People love seeing their local businesses in the press, so online press releases should be utilized by every business who wants to connect with local customers. Not only will this give you exposure, but it will generate a lot of interest and buzz around your company in your local area. Once your press releases are written, the only thing left to do is distribute them to various online press release websites. They will, in turn, distribute your press release to other sites, newspapers, websites, and other media outlets. Some of the most popular online press release sites are PRWeb.com, WebWire.com, PR.com, and MarketWire.com. Imagine distributing a press release on a regular basis. Not only will you get noticed by your local prospects and customers, but you will provide massive juice to your website. As a business owner, your main goal should be to create and distribute as much content around the web as you possibly can. You will benefit in many ways, including gaining expert status, gaining exposure, gaining traffic to your website, and gaining links back to your website and enjoying higher search engine rankings. Chapter 8, The Online Reputation Management Connection. Are you paying attention to what people are saying about your business online? Along with social media networks, people will talk about your business anywhere online, both the good and bad. Think about it. People do not hesitate to go online to voice their concerns about a business instead of contacting the business directly. Even worse, sometimes business owners have no idea that the content is out on the web. This can truly hurt a business's reputation, which is unfortunate, especially when the complaints are not even warranted. Imagine one of your potential customers Googling your business name, and up pops a negative post from one of your customers about how much they hate your service. If this is the first thing your prospects see, do you think they will be quick to do business with you? No, they won't. In fact, most people will automatically decide against doing business with you solely based on this other person's complaint. It's just a fact and the way of the game. People rely heavily on the opinions of others when deciding whether or not to do business with you. This is why customer reviews and testimonials are so powerful in converting prospects into buyers. When people see that others love your products, services, or business, they will have no problem doing business with you. On the flip side, as soon as they see unhappy customers, they will avoid you like the plague. Is this something your business can afford during these tough economic times? You probably answered absolutely not, and you are correct. So how do you, as a business owner, defend yourself from the negativity surrounding your business online? One way is to do a Google search for your business name to see what type of information is coming up. Another way is to join and engage in social media networks such as Facebook and Twitter. People will definitely say what they feel there, but it's up to you to catch it and do something about it, even if it's just to post a reply to the complaint to defend yourself. If not, you are leaving your business vulnerable to negative publicity, which is never good. One way to combat a negative online reputation is to get your happy customers to post more positive reviews and testimonials about your business online. This will help overshadow the negative comments and help you clean up your online reputation. Let's look more deeply into online review sites right now. Online review sites. As mentioned earlier, online reviews are powerful when it comes to purchasing decisions. People are careful when selecting businesses, and if they see negative reviews about a business, they are not likely to go that way. Think about yourself and your own online searching habits. Let's say you are looking for a plumber online, and you come across a customer review tearing them apart. You would probably move on to the next plumber, as would most people. On the flip side, if your prospects see a bunch of glowing reviews about your business, they are more likely to do business with you. Imagine having the most positive online reviews in your local industry. Can you see the powerful impact this can have on your business? Wouldn't it be nice to knock out your competitors just by having a few extra positive customer reviews? Therefore, online reviews are extremely important when it comes to connecting with your local prospects and customers. You may be wondering how you can get more positive online customer reviews. There are several local business directories where people can post reviews about businesses. This is a great place to start. Some of the most popular are 1. Google Business, 2. Yelp.com, 3. Yahoo Local, 4. YellowPages.com, 5. CitySearch.com, 6. Angie's List. You should visit your business listing on these sites frequently to stay on top of what is being said about your business. Not only that, but you should also direct your happy customers to these sites to post reviews about your product or service. In addition to gathering customer feedback, these review sites are also good places to offer coupons and special promotions to help attract new customers. Think about it. If you were searching for a local flower shop and one listing had a 15% off coupon and the other ones don't, which would you choose? Chapter 9, the online classified ad connection. There's nothing more powerful than being there when a potential customer is specifically searching for your product or service. Online classified websites such as Craigslist are extremely popular. Millions of consumers frequent these sites every day looking for products and services they plan on purchasing soon. Therefore, your business should post ads there to get in front of your potential customers. If not, it's like letting profits slip right through your fingertips. Simply put, classified ads are effective and very low cost, a winning combination. Classified advertising also allows you to get in front of local prospects. When looking for local products and services, consumers tend to flock to classified sites as well. Most classified sites are broken down by geographical area, making it simple for consumers to find what they need in the area that they specify. Although most classified advertising websites are free, it does take some skill to create ads that convert as well as ads that show up in the search engines for your profitable keywords. Most classified sites have the typical sections such as real estate, jobs, and household items. However, they also have sections for business services, which is where most local business owners place their ads. Because people visit classified ad sites looking for service and product providers, they usually convert higher than traditional advertising methods. They are extremely extremely cost-effective and allow you to reach a targeted audience as well as a worldwide audience. Classified ads are also extremely important when it comes to search engine optimization, or SEO. Just like your website can come up in the search engines when people search for your type of service, so can your classified ad. Not only that, but putting your website link in your classified ad provides a very strong backlink to your website, which in turn helps it rank higher over time. The more backlinks you have to your website, the better. Classified advertising can be a very powerful marketing tool if you understand how to use it properly. It's affordable, targeted, and usually generates an ample response from local customers. Posting classified ads can be time-consuming, but the process itself is pretty simple. Sign up for an account at the classified site of choice, and then follow these steps to post an ad. 1. Make sure the title of your ad is catchy and contains keywords that your potential customers would use to find your product or service. 2. Make sure your ad copy is compelling with a strong call to action. 3. Make sure the body of your ad uses some of the proper keywords. 4. Make sure there is a link back to your website to generate backlinks as well as deliver more traffic to your website. 5. A picture is worth a thousand words. Use an image in your ads if possible. They simply convert higher. 6. As time passes, your classified ad will drop down the list as others are added. Be sure to post ads frequently so you stay near the top of the classified listings. Some classified sites actually let you bump your ad to the top from time to time. If you struggle with any part of placing a classified ad, any online marketing consultant should be able to help you maximize the use of online classified ads in your business. Chapter 10, The Paid Online Advertising Connection. Online advertising covers several different marketing methods, both paid and free. In this section, we will discuss some of the paid advertising options that will help you connect with local consumers. As you know, the internet is all about exposure. Since there are so many different online avenues when it comes to marketing, the most successful campaigns are those that contain a variety of methods. In other words, don't use just one online marketing method. Use several in order to get the best results. The best part is that even paid online advertising methods are less expensive than traditional advertising methods. So not only do they cost less, but they provide better results. Pay-per-click advertising. One of the most popular forms of paid online advertising is pay-per-click, or PPC. If you go to any major search engine, such as Google, Yahoo, or Bing, and enter a search phrase into the box, it will return results. The pay-per-click ads are the ones in the sponsored listing section that shows up at the very top and to the right side of the results page. This form of advertising involves creating ads based on keywords that your target market would type into the search engines when looking for your type of product or service. Each keyword costs a certain amount of money for each click. The costs usually vary from a few cents to several dollars. So every time someone clicks on your ad, that keyword price is deducted from your budget for the day. You set a specific budget, and once all of your clicks are gone, your campaign is over. The best part is that you can target your PPC ads to only show up for users who live in certain geographical areas. For instance, if your business only operates locally, you can set your ads to only show up for local searchers. Not only is this the best way to connect with your local customers, but local search terms have a much lower cost per click. The first step to any successful PPC campaign is research. The very first thing you should do is create a list of terms that describes your product or service. For instance, if you own a day spa in Memphis, Tennessee, one keyword may be Day Spas Memphis, TN, or Tennessee. Another could be Day Spa Memphis. You can use the Google AdWords keyword tool to research keywords in your industry. It will tell you how many searches each phrase gets per month, as well as the level of competition when it comes to ranking each keyword. Facebook ads. We talked about Facebook earlier, but there's a paid marketing tool within Facebook as well. It's called Facebook ads. Similar to PPC advertising, business owners only pay when someone clicks on their Facebook ad. However, PPC ads are shown based on the keywords the people enter into the search box, while Facebook ads are displayed based on specific demographics that you select when setting up your ad. Since Facebook contains a complete profile on their users, such as age, gender, education level, etc., you can set your ads up to target your exact ideal audience. This makes it easy to set up multiple ads that drive traffic to the same offer. Each ad can be written to specifically appeal to a particular group. Chapter 11, The Podcasting Connection. In today's internet world, it is getting more competitive by the day for businesses who are looking to generate leads, sales, and grab attention online. It doesn't matter if you're selling a product, service, or event, or communicating with customers, clients, or an in-house team. Businesses today need a competitive advantage to stand out. That advantage is literally your voice. What is a podcast? A podcast is an episodic audio series on a niche topic typically used by a business or professional to develop an audience of loyal listeners. A podcast is essentially a show, like talk radio. For example, a veterinarian may choose to develop a show all about caring for the family pet and could call it Pet Talk Denver. A chiropractor could develop a show about health as it relates to the back and might call it Back Talk with Dr. Brian Anderson. A realtor could create a local real estate show, This Week in Real Estate with Lance Marples. A naturopathic doctor could start a health and wellness show and might call it The Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown. A podcast is your secret weapon. Let's face it, talking is the most natural way in which we all communicate, and there's nothing more powerful in marketing than the sound of the human voice. And audio, unlike video, is easy to create. All you need is a computer, headset with a microphone, and basic audio editing software such as Audacity by SourceForge, which is free. A podcast is easy to consume. Smartphones come these days with a built-in podcasting app. In 2014, Apple shipped nearly 190 million iPhones, and more than 1 billion smartphones were shipped with a Google Android operating system. New cars are leaving the dealership with Google Android Auto or Apple CarPlay players in the dashboard, with the podcasting app front and center. Attract your ideal customers. You can tailor your ongoing episodes to attract your ideal clients by discussing their known problems and offering solutions. You can end each episode with an invitation for the listeners to contact you. A show of your own can not only bring in clients or new customers, it also does a number of other things for your business, including 1. Makes you attractive to your ideal clients because you are speaking to them directly, offering suggestions to common problems, and giving them a way to contact you for help if needed. 2. Shortening the sales cycle because they can get a feel for you, understand what you do, and know what to ask for when they do reach out to you. 3. Developing trust with your clients as they can come to understand your expertise and build a rapport. 4. Allow you to garner higher prices when you are positioned as an expert in your field or industry. 5. Cutting down communication costs as distribution is free and there are no mailing or shipping costs associated. In an era when many business owners are still not paying attention to the internet as a source for new customers and increased revenues, a show of your own will instantly distance yourself from your competitors. A podcast is easy to promote. There are many, many ways you can promote your podcast. Podcast directories. There are many directories where you can submit your podcast for free. A few notables include Spreaker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Social media. It's easy to share each podcast episode in Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Website. You can, and should, publish each podcast episode on its own page on your website. This gives you the fresh content you need need to attract the search engines, especially Google. Print materials. It makes sense to promote your podcast on all of your print materials, including your business cards and brochures. You may want to also create a custom handout. Newsletter. Adding a link to your most recent podcast episode can breathe new life into your newsletter. A podcast allows you to put content in front of your ideal customer in all of the places they hang out online. It is a big opportunity for you. As you can see, there is a lot to learn, but everything comes together quite quickly when you have the right pieces in place. Local customers are all around you. You now have some powerful ideas and strategies to go out and get them. I hope you enjoyed this book. If you would like professional help implementing any of the methods you heard about in this book, please reach out to us for a free, no obligation consultation, end quote.